Most certainly. The United States gives Israel over $3 billion, much of it military aid, including a lot of the top technology. And the fact that the United States isn't even enforcing American law. There are laws in the United States which prohibit the use of weapons for aggressive purposes. All they do is repeat the mantra of Netanyahu, who says, oh, Israel has a right to defend itself. But the fact of the matter is that this is just simply a manipulation of the events. Information I've seen says that Hamas was not even involved in the attack on and killing of the three teenagers. It was a rogue Palestinian group, and that but Israel has used it as a pretext to attack Gaza. But the attacks are, you know, usually indiscriminate attacks on civilians. They've attacked and destroyed a disabled home. They've been reportedly using illegal weapons, I assume phosphorus weapons, maybe depleted uranium in their attack on Gaza. And the United States is just turning the blind eye and is not enforcing its own laws with regard to the use of weapons that they've given. So there's basically a blank check. The Israelis do what they want. They can lie. They can make any presentation that they want, which distorts the actual reality. The United States or Israel did this before. In 1982, there was an assassination of the attempt made on the Israeli ambassador to the United Kingdom. The ambassador survived, but the attack actually was done by an anti-PLO group, Abu Nidal, which is either heavily infiltrated by the Israelis or, in fact, was an Israeli front operation. But they used that as the excuse to invade Lebanon and to attack the PLO infrastructure, hospitals, buildings. One of the first things they seized was the Palestinian archives. And so this has essentially been repeated now with the attack on Gaza. You know, they've got the Americans have given the Israelis this Iron Dome, which is supposedly to protect them from missiles from Gaza. But as Noam Chomsky says, you know, there's no equivalency here. The people, the civilians in Gaza, you know, have no weapons, no air force, no rockets. They have a few rockets that they've manufactured themselves, which are like pinpricks. But it's Chomsky says this is murder. There's no way that you can, you know, a sophisticated military state backed up by the Americans, which is considered by the experts as the fourth ranked military power in the world, is attacking essentially a defenseless civilian population. And the Americans, and actually the British, the Canadians, the Australians, a few other countries are giving Israel you know, basically a blank check and to do whatever it wants, and you're going to have hundreds of innocent civilians being killed in Gaza. And until the international community puts a lot of pressure on the Israelis and actually really puts some meat into it. I know the Europeans have criticized it and called the South Africans were threatening to expel the Israeli ambassador to South Africa. So there is some movement, and there's been protests all around the world, including some protests that are massive in size in the Arab world, in Yemen and elsewhere. But there's been protests in Europe. There's been protests in all across Canada and the United States, yet it doesn't really affect the politicians. This is partly the fault of you know, the Arab community and the Muslim community, and they're not very effective at getting their message across. When they do, they just respond to an emergency and then they go away. But when the bombs are falling, it's too late to really address any of the political issues. But the American politicians in particular, but also Canadian politicians, do not suffer any consequences if they support wanton Israeli attacks against Palestinians or Palestinian civilians, particularly whether it's in Gaza where they're trying to, quote unquote, destroy the infrastructure of Hamas. But a lot of that infrastructure is like schools, clinics, healthcare, things that that are part of a civil society. But that's what Israel is doing. They want to break the unity government. They want to, again, show this as an example of using massive amount of violence against essentially a defenseless population. And they're sending a message to Hezbollah, to the other Arabs. And of course, the Arabs right now are all fighting amongst themselves and with Syria in the middle of a civil war. So you've got a lot of the Arabs trying to overthrow and destroy the Syrian national government. Now we've got the problems in Iraq. There's, you know, people have been trying to spark a sectarian war in Lebanon. So far, they have been, for the most part, unsuccessful in that. But the United States is really clearly not enforcing its own laws with regard to Israel's attack on Gaza. And, of course, it's an extreme violation of international law. And, of course, as I said, Gaza is run by Hamas, but Hamas was not involved in the killing of the three teenagers. But of course, there's been many more Palestinian teenagers arrested, killed. There's that horrible incident where some Jewish settlers went and they made the young Palestinian drink gasoline and they burnt him alive. This is a horrible example of what's going on. And there's a lot of racist sort of rhetoric and sort of they've whipped up the Israeli population so that there's a lot of very racist and extremist sentiments, which is now justifying and helping Netanyahu with regard to the attack on Gaza.